Welcome to Hardwood Handicappers with Zach Cohen, right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Zachary Cohen, VSiN.com senior editor, with another episode of Hardwood Handicappers. Hardwood Handicappers is sponsored by Better Picks, the fantasy app that turns your basketball takes into cash. Download the Better app and use code VSINPOD to get $10 free. No deposit needed. That's VSINPOD, VSINPOD. We have a link for that in the description. We're going to start today quickly talking about a little bit of news from yesterday. I don't want to take too much time on it because we do have some day basketball for today where there's really honestly nothing better than that. So I just want to talk quickly about Nikola Jokic. We talked a little bit about it on yesterday's show, but it was before we had a firm timetable on what that injury would look like. And, you know, I was working off the assumption that he would be out 1 to 2 weeks with the bone bruise, and it looks like it's going to be 4+ weeks with the reevaluation coming in 4 weeks. So that is big in terms of betting. I mean, it means that Jokic is very likely not going to be eligible to win the MVP award, which is a bit of a bummer because it was starting to look like he was going to win that award. He's having one of the best offensive seasons in NBA history, if not the best offensive season in NBA history. He's also leading the league in both rebounds and assists per game. And I just think that he has started to kind of climb a little bit above SGA. And now it's looking a bit like a one-man race in that market. And really the only thing that I think could take SGA away from winning back-to-back MVPs would be an injury. So it's really, really hard to suggest any bets on that market. I mean, maybe take a flyer on somebody and almost root for an injury. I'm not saying to root for an injury. I never would root for an injury, but that's really the only chance that somebody that's not SGA wins is if SGA somehow doesn't play 65 games himself. So a little bit boring in that award market, and definitely a bummer, but I do think the Nuggets will be fine in the long term because they are, you know, in third, and I believe in the Western Conference right now. I'll double check that, but they are in pretty decent shape there. Third place in the Western Conference. They will slide. They're missing Cameron Johnson. They're missing Christian Brown. They're missing Aaron Gordon. They are going to be a pretty lousy team over the next 2-3 weeks, but they should have everybody back healthy for the final 30 or so games. And I do think that they're going to win enough in that stretch to get out of the play-in tournament. And as long as they avoid the play-in, they can win the entire NBA title. So I think this team is going to be fine in the long term. It's just the MVP market has changed in a big way. Also, I want to do a little quick takeaway from last night. I don't want to get too much into the games. They weren't great. We saw the Lakers get absolutely blasted by the Pistons. Clippers won 5 straight, and there was a really exciting game between the Sixers and Grizzlies. But the one takeaway I have, and you probably know where I'm going with this if you've been listening to this podcast, but Keontae George in a loss to the Boston Celtics goes for 37 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds. I mentioned a couple of days ago, your last chance to get George at a great number to win most improved player, 15-1 at FanDuel a couple of days ago. The best price available for him now is plus 800, and there was one site that had him at plus 600. So he has really started to make up ground on some of the leaders in this award. And Josh Giddey did just get injured for Chicago, and he's going to miss some time. So it really is starting to look like George is going to have a chance to win. And he really does deserve it. I mean, if you're just looking at what we've seen so far this season, I've mentioned it. He went from being a bad player last year to now being a borderline all-star. He has been absolutely sensational. He looks unguardable going to the basket. He's always been kind of a dynamic off the dribble shooter, even though the percentages haven't been great. Like, he's been able to get his shots whenever he wants. He's just become a really exciting player to watch, and a player that Utah looks really good with when he's on the floor. When him and Lauri Markkanen are out there, Utah's not very far off from being a play-in caliber team. And that's actually something that they are wrestling with right now, because they're going to lose their pick in the upcoming NBA draft if they're picking 9 or later. And there is a chance that they end up being in that spot, because I do think this is a team that's going to contend for a play-in spot the rest of the season. They are not as bad as you might think when just thinking about the Utah Jazz and what we've seen over the last couple of years. But I don't want to waste any more time, because we do have some day basketball, like I said today. We have a game that starts at 1 p.m. Eastern between the Warriors and the Hornets. This is a game where the Warriors are laying 6.5. Totals 234.5. I am reading you DraftKings Sportsbook lines as of 9:45 a.m. Eastern. It is December 31st, Wednesday, and I do have a play on this game. However, I got a better line on this because I put this in on the VSiN Pro Picks page last night, Tuesday night. I took the Hornets plus 7.5. It's a little bit of a bigger play for me, and I also took the money line at plus 230. I would still play this. I would probably buy it to plus 7. You could probably do that at play, right as minus 122, minus 125 or so. So I'd be willing to do that still. But yeah, I got plus 7 on this game. And the reason that I took this is because Charlotte, over the last 10 games, is a plus 2.2 net rating. This has been a really solid team lately. And I do think that when they have their healthy lineup, they've looked really damn good. Honestly, if you see the numbers when they have LaMelo Ball, Con Knipple, and Brandon Miller on the floor together, they are scoring 130.3 points per 100 possessions. That is in the 99th percentile in the entire league. So this has been a very good offensive team ever since they got those studs out there together. And I think that that's really important when you look at this game specifically, because it's important that you're able to consistently create good offense against a good Golden State defense. I think Charlotte's going to be able to do that. And I also like the way that the Hornets kind of match up defensively, because this is a team that doesn't put opponents on the free throw line very often. That should be good going against Jimmy Butler, who can draw a lot of fouls. And Charlotte's also pretty good at limiting the amount of corner threes that opponents take. So I think they're going to do a decent job of defending the Warriors. I do think Stephen Curry is a threat to go off in this game, like playing in Charlotte, you know, his home, and playing, you know, in a standalone game. I think he's going to have the incentive to go out there and light it up. And I don't really think that the Hornets have a good match for him specifically. But I think that Charlotte can do a good job on everybody else, and I think that Charlotte's going to be able to score in this game. So I think they keep it close. I think they have the chance to win, and I think that, you know, taking the points and sprinkling the money line is a good play in this game. The next game that I want to talk about is the Timberwolves at the Hawks. Timberwolves laying 5.5, totals 243.5. And I actually do not have a play on this game. I just wanted to make a quick note of something for people that are looking to bet this. Kristaps Porzingis is returning for the Hawks tonight. Or today, whatever you want to call it, is 3 p.m. Eastern this game. This is going to be somewhat important. I mean, Atlanta gets a little bit bigger with Porzingis in the lineup. They get a better rim protector. Porzingis is averaging 19.2 points per game on the season. He has played well for Atlanta when he's been in the lineup. He just hasn't been in the lineup because of that illness that he's dealing with, the one that impacted his season last year with Boston. But there are some, you know, ramifications of him being back out there. And I think the two of them, you know, are player prop, you know, angles, where Onyeka Okongwu, a player that I've been really high on all year and that has been playing very well, you know, putting up some big numbers here and there, his minutes go down with Porzingis back in the lineup. And another player that I actually think might be impacted by this, we'll see, is Jalen Johnson. Because when I looked it up, Jalen Johnson's actually averaging 5.8 fewer points per game with Porzingis in the lineup. And I don't know if that's fluky or a sign of things to come, but I just thought that that was worth noting heading into this game. I really don't have anything here. I mean, I would lean Minnesota, and I would definitely be okay with Minnesota in a money line parlay or something, because I do think the Timberwolves are going to be able to score on this Hawks team at will. Pretty much everybody has been able to. And then Minnesota's defense is obviously capable of coming through with some stops. So I think this is a game the Timberwolves should win. But at the same time, I do wonder if Atlanta maybe will have a little bit of energy with Porzingis back out there and, you know, find a way to win this game. So I stayed away from this one, but I just wanted to make note of those two notes with the Porzingis returning. I just think it impacts Okongwu. And, you know, statistically, it has impacted Jalen Johnson. Let's move on now to two games that I'm lumping together in a parlay, and that is the Magic at the Pacers at 3 p.m. Eastern. And then also I am pairing that with the Raptors taking on the Nuggets in Toronto at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. I put in a play on this last night as well. It is a parlay of the Pacers on an alternate line of plus 10.5 against the Magic, and then the Raptors money line against the Nuggets. That is available at minus 123, and you should be able to get a similar price there. The first of those two games is that Magic and Pacers game, and the reason that I am taking Indiana on an alternate spread is because the Magic have really been struggling lately. They're 6-7 straight up over the last 13 games. 3-10 against the spread in that span. And I think this team desperately needs Franz Wagner back. And I think this team needs to figure out what to do with Paolo Banchero, because this team has been worse when Banchero is on the floor. He has not been fitting in very well. And I do think this is a game where Indiana, coming back from a two-game road trip, We should see some fight out of them, especially with this being a home game. I think that the Pacers enjoy playing in front of these fans in Indiana. And this is a game where I actually leaned Indy plus four on the normal spread. I just didn't trust it. So I want to take a little bit more. I want a little bit extra cushion. So 10.5, I'm parlaying that with the Raptors money line. The Raptors money line is one of my favorite parlay anchors for today, and really for no other reason than Nikola Jokic is out. I mean, you should be able to beat what's left of this Denver team, which is pretty much just Jamal Murray. I mean, you're missing Jokic, Brown, Gordon, Johnson. Like, that's four key rotation pieces. This team still has some players left. I mean, they have some scoring left. Jamal Murray is a guy that can go for 40 any night, but the defense is about to be terrible, and the offense is no longer going to be world-class without Jokic and his playmaking. So I think that a team like Toronto playing at home, a team that wants to make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, really should be able to win that game. So this is a play that I got at minus 123. Hopefully you can get the same. And I do think this is going to be a play that'll be very interesting to watch, because this Pacers team hasn't been great lately, but I do think they're going to find a way to keep this game close. Let's now talk about the Suns, my Suns at the Cavaliers. This game tips at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. Cavaliers laying 5.5 points. Total is 234.5. This is a game where I actually leaned Cavaliers on the spread, but the play that I'm making here is Devin Booker over 25.5 points at minus 108. And this is a weird one for me because I can't remember the last time I took a Booker point prop. I really don't really count on him to get going as a scorer like that. I think he's just a little bit too well-rounded at this point. You don't know if you're getting the explosion offensively as a scorer, if he's going to be, you know, coming out as a disher. He's a very, very good passer. But I do think this is going to be a game where he scores 26 plus points, because I know that he's been struggling a little bit with his jumper lately, but I do think that this matchup is absolutely perfect for him, because he's going to be defended pretty often by guys like Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland, who are way, way too small to defend him. And I know that that probably won't be the way that, you know, Cleveland starts on Booker. It might be a guy like Jalen Tyson, but I think that the Suns are going to be able to run some actions to get Booker favorable matchups. And I also think that this is a Cleveland team that is 26th in the NBA when it comes to putting opponents on the free throw line. And Booker is a player that scores, you know, around 7-8 points a night at the line. He does get to the free throw line very often because he attacks downhill. He's strong going to the rim, and I think you're going to see him kind of live there this game. And I do think he's going to knock down some jumpers eventually. This guy is way too good of a shooter to continue to struggle the way that he has over the last couple of games. And I will also mention that Cleveland is 24th in the NBA guarding in isolation, and Booker is one of the best isolation scorers in the entire NBA. So I just really think this is going to be a game where the Suns go down. I do think that the Cavaliers are about to start rattling off some wins here. Mentioned that last show, they ended up getting a big win in San Antonio, but I think that the Suns will go down swinging. I don't think they're going to get blown out in this game, and I think that Booker is a threat to go off as a scorer. I wouldn't be surprised if he has 30-plus here. Start the new year off as a better with a VSiN Pro subscription. This is the final week to save 50% off the regular monthly price with our holiday special. Sign up now and get VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79, including daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, covering everything from the college football playoffs and NFL playoffs to March Madness and the Masters. Plus, you'll receive our college football playoff betting guide, complete with expert brackets, Steve Mackinnon's power ratings, college football playoff and bowl game best bets, and previews for every single bowl game. Start the new year with an edge. Go to vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. I think that offer is great. We are still loading up on bowl game previews. It's almost the end of the bowl season, but head over to vsin.com if you are a college football fan, because we have all sorts of college football coverage, including for the playoffs. So definitely head over there. Let's move on now to Pelicans at Bulls. This game tips at 7 p.m. Eastern. This is a game where I would lean Bulls. I know that Josh Giddey's out for a little bit, but I do think that Chicago playing at home is a tougher team to beat than you would expect, even without one of their better players. And New Orleans, ever since I kind of hyped them up a couple of weeks ago, has been a little bit up and down and not as consistently playing well as I thought that they would have. So I'm not sure that I'm trusting this Pelicans team to win a road game right now. But the play that I'm making here is actually on Zion Williamson over 23.5 points at minus 112. And I might be going more than a unit on this play. I absolutely love it. So I have seen a lot of this Bulls team They do not defend the basket whatsoever. The numbers back that up. They are 30th in the NBA when it comes to defending at the basket. Nikola Vucevic just is not a good rim protector, not really a willing defender whatsoever. So this is a game where if you are a very good driver, which Zion is, you're going to have opportunities to finish. And we actually saw that earlier in the year when Williamson had 29 points against the Bulls. I think that this is going to be a very similar game. This guy scores 77% of his points at the rim. And this is also a game that's probably going to be very high in pace, even without Giddey. I think Chicago is going to want to play up tempo. We've seen it over the last 10 games. This team is seventh in the NBA in pace of play. And then over the course of the entire season, they're number two in the NBA. But then when you look at over the last 10 games, the Pelicans are actually number two in the NBA in pace of play. So just two teams that really want to play fast. And Zion is going to be a blur in transition. He's going to have the ball a lot in the half court setting to go and attack the rim. And I just would be very surprised if this is not a big offensive performance from him. It's always weird taking an over on a player that really doesn't shoot threes just because it takes a lot to go over, you know, a point total like this when you're just finishing at the rim. But Zion's shown that he is capable of doing it. He looks healthy. Knock on wood. Hopefully he doesn't get injured here. But I do think that he's a good bet to go over 23.5. The final game that I want to talk about is the Knicks taking on the Spurs in San Antonio. San Antonio, a 2.5-point favorite at DraftKings. Total is 236.5. This is a rematch of the NBA Cup Finals that we saw in Las Vegas. And this is a game where I really like the Spurs on the money line. This is a bigger play for me to win 1.5 units. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that New York's injury report is a little bit dusty. They've got Josh Hart and Mitchell Robinson on there. Those are two of the grittiest players on this Knicks team. They are both very good rebounders, especially on the offensive glass, both very good defenders as well. I think that missing those two players in this specific matchup is really going to hurt. It means that, you know, New York's going to be relying very, very heavily on what Jalen Brunson could do offensively, which is fine against most teams. But against this team, I think it's a little bit too much to ask of Brunson to go out there and lead you to a win. The Spurs have some very good point of attack defenders. They are going to be physical with Brunson. And Brunson is going to need some help elsewhere in the lineup. And I'm just not sure he's going to consistently get that. And I do think that while, you know, New York did beat San Antonio, making for the one loss that I'm about to say in this trend, this Spurs team has been very good against explosive offenses under Mitch Johnson, 7-1 straight up when facing teams that average 120 plus points per game. I wonder if we're going to see them get to 8-1 and, you know, right the ship after losing that game in Vegas. And I just think that, you know, facing a kind of a one note New York team that is going to be very offensive minded, you can expect San Antonio to win. And I will also mention that the Knicks are 0-3, both straight up and against the spread as road underdogs this season. And the Spurs are 9-4 straight up as home favorites. So, you know, this is not a game that's being played on a neutral court in Vegas. The Spurs will have a huge home court advantage here. And I do think that we're going to see San Antonio take care of business because I like the way that the guards match up with Brunson. I think that Victor Wembanyama is going to have a huge game with New York being without Mitchell Robinson. And I do think that revenge will be on the minds of the Spurs, who definitely want to get their look back for what we saw in Vegas. So that is what I have for Knicks Spurs. I am skipping two games for tonight. I'm not talking about the Blazers Thunder, a game with a 15.5 point spread. And I'm not going to talk about Wizards Bucks where Milwaukee's laying 10.5. So that is all for today. Let's recap the best bets. But first, I wanted to just say, time to put your hoops IQ to the test with Better Picks. Download the Better app and pick more or less on player stats like points, assists, and rebounds, and track your lineup in real time. Use code VSINPOD to get $10 free, no deposit needed. And with up to 1,000x multipliers off just two picks, your hot takes can really pay off. Better Picks is live in 33 states. Download Better and use code VSINPOD today. That's VSINPOD. Let's run through the best bets for today. I have a lot of them. It's a smaller slate. It's not a smaller slate. It's a slate that starts early, but I think it's not something that's going to be front of mind with all the college football playoff, you know, going on. But I do think this is going to be an opportunity to make some money, which would be nice after a losing night last night. So I'm hoping to get back on track. But I start with the Hornets, +7.5 at -118. I'm playing not to win 1.5 units, and I have the money line as well, a sprinkle, risking 0.5 units on +230 against the Warriors. I have a parlay, a Pacers alternate +10.5 versus the Magic, and Raptors money line versus the Nuggets. That's -123. Played that to win 1.5 units. Then I have Devin Booker over 25.5 points at -108 versus the Cavaliers. Zion Williamson over 23.5 points at minus 112 versus the Bulls. And then Spurs money line minus 125. That's also to win 1.5 units against the Knicks. So five plays for me today. Hopefully we get back in the win column after last night. Good luck with your bets tonight. By the way, happy New Year. Enjoy celebrating. Drive safe. We will be talking to you tomorrow on Thursday, January 1st, the first day of 2026. But hopefully we end 2025 on a positive note, and then we'll get 2026 hopefully going on a positive note as well. But yeah, enjoy the evening. Have some fun. Watch Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper, whatever you're going to do. But yeah, happy New Year. And please join us for the Thursday show of Hardwood Handicappers.